We have the stroke girl back in our midst. You do not like that title. I don't understand why you've had three strokes. You're a girl.
It's logical to you,
yeah,
right?
You're the stroke.
Voorhees logic.
You're the stroke girl. Three strokes for Lanice Hogan, who joins us again here on 1110 KFAB. Now, I didn't think we were going to have you back until next Stroke Awareness Month, which was May.
Right.
So yeah. I didn't think we'd see you here for a year, but when we found out yesterday morning that perhaps Mayor Jim Suttle suffered what is commonly referred to as a mini stroke, a TIA, a transient ischemic attack. You know, we had the doctor on Crash Davis's program yesterday and the Good Morning Show. I wanted to talk to you because you've been through three strokes, from mild to severe. I don't know you refer to any stroke as mild, but you've been through the whole gamut.
Right.
So have any of your strokes been characterized as mini strokes?
No. And the difference between a TIA, which is what I think they've initially assumed he had because it resolved fairly quickly, is an attack that is stroke-like, but it has no long-term detriment to the brain. So there's no physical damage. And since then, they've actually determined that it was a stroke. So there was some damage that was caused to his brain, but he was fortunate that the effects were relatively minimal.
Now, so what do you mean sense scan? The doctor has come out and said that
he did suffer a stroke.
Mm-hmm. Because where are you getting that information? Did I completely miss something?
You did. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised, but unless I missed something big, they're still saying that he's fine and he's going to be back at work in probably on this coming Monday and
he should be back
be
at
okay.
work. Yep.
They're saying he had a stroke.
Right.
All right. What did the doctor say?
The doctor said that he had they were relatively vague. They haven't given a lot of information. There's basically two different types of stroke. Stroke is actually defined as damage that occurs to the brain that is permanent. It doesn't go away. And that can happen in two ways, either by a clot that prevents blood from getting to the brain that causes the tissue to die, or it can happen by a bleed that floods the tissue with blood and causes permanent damage to it. From the way they stated it, it sounds to me like he had a small bleed that caused some damage. He apparently had some high blood pressure. He was dehydrated, and that caused a small bleed to happen in his brain.
Yeah, from our media partner, Channel 6, the mayor did suffer a stroke, and that information passed me by when I was doing sports all morning. But, he suffered a mild stroke, and... Let's see, but this story is still referring to it as a transient ischemic attack.
Yeah.
So I mean,
there's a lot of terminology that gets thrown around, and it's difficult to keep it all straight. A lot of people, when they hear the word hemorrhage, don't associate with that with being a stroke or a TIA. We sort of the non-medical professionals get stuck on a word and think they're using it appropriately, and it's actually. They thought that happened in the beginning, but it's actually proven to be a stroke because there has been damage that's been permanent.
Well, they don't know that yet with Mayor Suttle.
They do.
Because he's just had it for a few days. This information I have, Lanise, and I'm not calling you a liar.
Are you going to argue with me?
Well, I'm not calling you a liar. I just want to make sure we have the information correctly. The story I have is saying doctors believe that he suffered a mild stroke, and they're using the term transient ischemic attack. So, all right,
The words when they say he has suffered a stroke, that means there has been some damage that is lasting. He may recover from the effects that it caused and have 100% recovery from the detriments, but they can see that spot on his brain and that piece won't repair itself.
Okay, because according to the Mayo Clinic, they're saying you suffer the mini stroke. It causes no permanent damage.
Correct.
They're using the term transient ischemic attack in relation to Mayor Suttle.
They did, yeah.
And that would be a no permanent damage kind of a thing. They're saying to be back at work on Monday unless further complications are there. So,
right.
Well,
that's how they classified it at first.
I didn't bring you in here, Lanise, to be the mayor's doctor.
I think you did.
No, not
you
to be the mayor's doctor.
Argue
no,
with
I
me.
No, I didn't want to argue with you, but I did want to get from the perspective of, because all of us can kind of read some of these things, like, all right, so you have a stroke and slurred speech and your head hurts and all that. You've been
it's
there.
It's confusing.
When, take us through what you remember about having your first stroke, you know, what the mayor probably went through when he was over there in Ireland. You're in this beautiful country. You're hanging out, probably having a pint. I don't know what the mayor was doing, but
I mean,
you're,
been having
you're
a pint
in Ireland.
Right.
You're probably, you know, swilling some Guinness, or I would do the Bailey's Irish Cream. And next thing you know, what it comes over you.
Right. Especially, you know, after the effects of jet lag and being dehydrated, I assume that's a side effect of drinking all the pints, right? The difference is when you suffer a stroke, it's like a switch has flipped. It's an instant change in the way that you feel. For me, it was just all of the sudden I felt like my brain was not connected to the rest of my body. It was difficult to put a word together, to put a sentence together, to maintain my balance. I kept feeling like I wanted to fall over to one side, but it happens instantly. And I think that's one of the things that people need to be aware of. It's that instant change that happens. So, it's very scary, and your brain is suffering a severe incident, so it's hard to think rationally. So it's really helpful for other people who are around to be aware that these things can happen, because we can't think rationally. We need to have other people around us say, you need to get this looked
at. Talking with stroke expert Lenise Hogan. I call you stroke expert because you've had three. Your first one, was it more mild, or was it a big one, big earth-shattering one?
The first two were mild. I was 26 when I suffered the first one.
Okay, so when you suffered that first mild stroke, would you have wanted to go back to work within a week? Were you all ready to get back after it?
Yes. I didn't feel normal. You're generally very tired afterwards, and that's one thing that's difficult to kind of follow your body and pay attention, and your brain needs rest to repair itself. But yeah, I wanted life to return to normal. And it wasn't so much that I couldn't perform those things. I was just a little bit slower. I was more tired and lethargic doing those.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't know what you were doing at that time at 26, but being the mayor, I mean, that comes with a lot of stress. And I'm guessing you probably want to stay away from high-stress situations right after you suffer any kind of mild or big stroke.
Right, yeah. I happen to be teaching physical education at Notre Dame at the time, so that's
nothing.
A little bit different than being the mayor of a city. So
physical education at Notre Dame, is that mm-hmm. just doing the sign of the cross over and over again? Did they do anything else?
That was how we warmed up.
Okay. Yeah. My right arm is strong as a bull. But you do want to stay away from something that's high stress. You know,
right.
With it.
Right. So
and
getting...
He's the mayor. He's got to deal with everyone going, wait a second, you gave these salaries to your chief of staff, finance director, people a year ago? How come you didn't tell anyone? What the heck? You know, he's running for re-election.
Right.
You know, I'm looking out for Mayor Jim Suttle. I like the guy.
Right. And, you know, no one wants this to happen. And it sounds like he's got a good team of doctors. Getting that high blood pressure under control was really essential. And I assume that, you know, they will stress to him that he needs to put some activities and procedures in place to help him keep that stress and his blood pressure under control.
So you don't think we should be calling today for the president of the city council to step up and assume the responsibilities of the mayor? Somewhere Lormong Low is like, I'm in charge. You know, but I would rather have Mayor Suttle in a hospital bed in Ireland as our mayor than the president of this council. Tom Mulligan is an absolute crapshoot. I don't know. Some days he makes great votes and has great things to say. Other days I'm like, what pod did you emerge from on some other planet? Who are you? So he's an absolute crapshoot. I don't know what we get there.
Are you trying to stick me in a political conversation here? I thought we were talking about stroke.
Yeah, we're talking about stroke. So, right. All right, so fine. So the mayor is expected to be back at work on Monday. He's expected to be fine, go about his duties and all that. But aren't you, after you have that mild first stroke, or in this case they're saying the TIA, the mini stroke, aren't you always kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop?
Yes. Definitely.
You go about your life. What, you just have to, don't you? I mean, what is it that you would recommend the mayor do or not do as soon as he's back on his feet?
I think one of the best things that he can do is listen to his body. I run a support group for stroke survivors. Talking to other people who have suffered a stroke can be really helpful. I've found there's a process that people go through when we deal with severe crisis in her life, whether it is a death or a divorce or, you know, a major health issue like that. We really go through the grief process. My guess is he's pretty much in denial right now. I spent about 2 years in denial. I didn't want to say the word. I didn't want to talk about it. I pretty much just ignored it. And that's a pretty common response to what he's going through right now. It will be at the point where it kind of hits him that he had a stroke. This is a potentially, you know, a life-ending event that could happen, and he is at risk for another one. So living with that knowledge can be kind of heavy to deal with, and we usually take it a step at a time. So
it's a scary thing. Now, if you're a member of the mayor's staff, or if you in city dealings come into contact with Mayor Suttle on a regular basis, for the next couple of months, really, I mean, aren't you, as a stroke survivor, aren't people coming up to you kind of, you know, with kid gloves going, hey, Lanise, how are you feeling? I mean, they treat you different.
Yes.
It's almost like you're this weird creature who just like suddenly popped out and we don't know what you are. They treat you very strange.
That's very true. People either want to ignore it and not deal with it at all, or they won't let it go, you know? So it can be an awkward situation to deal with.
How would you have preferred people act towards you when you got back to work? Forget about it, or
yeah, you know. I wanted to ignore it. I mean, it every time I talk about it, even talking with you, there's a piece of me that remembers, you know, all of those processes that I went through and the difficulty that it was. And it's not always the easiest. It's sort of like pulling a Band-Aid off of a scab. You think, okay, I've just got to the point where I can deal with this, and now I have to talk about it again. But that's also a necessary part of the healing process, because it is a piece of our life. It's a piece of my life. It's what we have to deal with. But it's not always the most fun to relive it again. So, you know, it's an individual thing. You just sort of have to feel it out with people, you know, maybe just a, hey, I'm thinking about you. You need anything, let me know, you know, but there are other times that we need to talk, and we'll talk it into the ground. So
you don't want to talk to me anymore. Is that what you're saying?
I'm done.
Thanks for stopping by. It was nice knowing you. I'm disappointed, of course, that the mayor suffered this. I mean, you'd never want to wish bad health upon anybody, and we criticize the mayor's policies now and again. But I do genuinely like the guy. I get a kick out of him, you know. And I was looking forward to, and who knows, maybe he'll still be there. Maybe he'll still do something. But I was going to compete against him. What is today? The 8th. So a week from this Saturday, I'm competing in the Dance for a Chance event at Scutt High School. It's this fundraiser for the Yes Street Outreach Center for kids. And it's like Dancing with the Stars kind of a thing.
Right.
So I
think you need all the help you can get.
A Dance City competition against Mayor Jim Suttle. So
you've got a leg up on him.
Do you think he suffered the mini stroke to duck me? Is that it?
I'm sure he did. You have him so nervous.
When you've had three strokes, you look at someone who had one and went, come on, get out of bed, you sissy.
No.
I've had three.
All right. No, not at all.
See, Mayor Suttle has had a mini stroke. Lanise Hogan has had mini strokes.
Yeah.
Three of them. Thanks a lot for stopping by, Stroke
Anytime.
Girl. It's always a pleasure.
Anytime.
Scott Voorhees. Mornings 9 to 11 on 1110 KFAB.